Hello, viewers, listeners around the world, to this very sad and momentous occasion, this podcast that I'm making for your ears only, and everyone else's, I suppose, third parties, etc., who will share in the listening of this regarding the match yesterday with England versus Germany, in which we sadly lost the game because, well, we're back in the, with a full countdown, rather, of the game. I'll give you all the details. It began very fairly like every game had in the World Cup so far, and we'll do, I presume, and do hope they don't change the rules, because it started 0-0. Basically, what this rule means is that both teams start with no goals, so no points each. There were talks that one team, depending on where they were situated, if they were more west, for example, they may begin with one more goal than the other team if they were more eastwards, but then similarly if they played in different hemispheres, they would swap where were the eastward bound team. We're back. Well, of course, the first goal was scored by Michael Wallace for England, which was a lovely goal. Sort of went off his face, then onto his knee, hit his shin, hit the back of his shin, then hit his knee again, and hit his back and sort of rolled in over the goalie, who was, they were saying, was semi-asleep at the time. 1-0 to England. Then the Germans came back with Stuck, Michael Stuck, who scored two goals in one, as it were, because of the rule change, and they were very fast, so hard to see, really. But they both went in, and in about the 14th minute was 2-1 Germany. Then the third goal was scored by a man called Michael Heimgard, and he scored a goal which went off the back of his, well, sort of near his nose, really, rolled down his body, went off his belly. He has quite a large belly, actually, and went down to his shins and sort of trickled in again. No one noticed it for about 5 minutes, and then suddenly the man, the referee, says, "No, that is a goal," and everyone says, "Fair enough, 3-1. And finally, the last German goal was made by Peter Schwint, who shot the ball from outside the stadium under a new rule, and it bounced off about 40 people, but didn't hit their hand, so wasn't disallowed, and then literally flew into the net and out the net, because the net, the new net, was is made basically from a very thin material, and went out, sailing out of the stadium, and apparently landed on a truck, and the truck kept travelling for miles and miles and miles, and is now somewhere near Peterborough. Fancy that. What luck we've had. Well, I guess they're bringing the ball back to England, but sadly 4-1, how they say in Germany, we don't know, but 4-1 to the Germans, sadly we lost. Well, it's da-da-da-da, and we're back in, it's my final summing up, is it's a very sad day. Today, and was yesterday, was sadder, really. Should have done this then. It's sort of more current. But the World Cup, they decided, is now potentially could be over because we're out. And to the manager, whose name is, no, I didn't write that down, I can only say that he's one of the finest football managers we've ever had. And he's such an intelligent chap. He's done so well to get us through to the last 18. Anyway, if you're listening to any of the England players, I wish you well. Make sure you have a lot of rest. Next year, come back to the next World Cup finals, and hopefully we'll win again as we have done in 1996. Well, all, that's me signing off, and well done anyway, everyone who enjoyed it. Bye-bye. Bye.